Was there improv allowed or encouraged on set, or was it sticking to the script strictly?
No, absolutely. Every single day that me and Omar got on set, we were tinkering with something. Enrique was very open to making sure that the language was fluent a little bit, you know what I mean? Going from Spanish into English sometimes, right. You know, he wanted to make sure that the words, you know, were correct and also felt right for the characters as well. So me and Omar had a lot of play in improvising almost every day. Every scene that's in there, we kind of changed just a little bit, tinkered with it somehow.
Yeah. Definitely see that in the finished product.
You can tell that?
Yeah, I can tell. That's why I asked. Yeah. You seem very loose, like in a good way, you know.
Actually, you heard us sing the song called Puto from Molotov. It wasn't in the script. Actually, we were just driving by and I started singing, and this guy said, Puto, and suddenly Kiko liked it and said, don't cut that, keep rolling, and it's in the film.
That's great.
Yeah.
It really paid off.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Well, different. How do you feel? Come at the Mexican film.
Are you trying to relate it to how it's part American and part Hispanic? Is that basically what you're saying? Well, you know, the original writer was Ted Perkins, who is American, and then it later somehow got into Pantaleon's hands and Lionsgate's hands, and then it found its way to Francisco at Draco Films, who's just an awesome producer and amazing, and eventually got to Enrique, who is himself his own writer, and he wanted to make a lot of tweaks. So right off the bat, you're looking at a script that kind of worked with a lot of like American culture at the very beginning, and then had that Hispanic twist into it to make sure that it was very cultural and real. And the screenplay right off the bat was super fun, and that's why you see American all-stars as well as Hispanic all-stars in the film. Everyone loved it. Everyone thought it was, you know, this super fun thing, and that's why we wanted to shoot on it and work so hard, for sure, right off the bat.
What's your opinion on this real-life situation of hackers and younger...
Oh, my gosh. Well,
hackers getting into...
Well, for sure, a lot of real hackers is a lot scarier than the character I play. Absolutely. 110% of the way, I would have to say. I mean, you're talking about, you know, just... real life situations, guys, and you know, you old folks, you just gotta look out, man. You gotta look out, guys.
Thanks, it's
just
my birthday today.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Did you check your credit card? Check your credit card.
Happens everywhere.
¿Cuántos cumples?
34.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David a las muchachas bonitas. Te las cantamos así.
Guys, it was my impression that this is Beignet's first action film. The way I felt it came across was like a live-action comic, kind of like Sin City, but in color, very Hispanic, very bi-national. How do you feel about the way it was cut and you were portrayed?
Well, actually, I haven't seen the last final cut. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was there for the reshoots, and I saw the cut before that, so I kind of know exactly what's going on. Comic is very interesting to me. I think that Sin City is super comic, super kind of gritty, and it's not just because of that black and white tone. I think that this film kind of reminds me of like a retro action film. I'm not going to lie. It reminds me of Lethal Weapon, and I know that's a stretch or Die Hard, but it does remind me of not a superhero running around in tights saving the day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not a protagonist who has superpowers to some extent. It's like kind of like a normal dude and a normal officer who kind of is trying to figure things out, and it's not too gritty, and it has that lightheartedness that you kind of find in those retro action movies. I that was something that I really thought of it.
I take it. Great insight, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
Oh, that counted.